The way it's portrayed in the Damn United is that he kind of struggled with some of the egos when he was at Leeds and sort of the bigger players. If he had become manager of England, I know, which is something which is talked about a lot, do you think he would have sort of struggled similarly with egos in that role?
Possibly. I mean, I think he'd have struggled with England for two reasons. One is that he wouldn't have had absolute control. You know, he wouldn't have been with the players day to day. So to impose himself the way he imposed himself at a club wouldn't have been possible. But I also think just, you know, the England job is different to a club job. When you're England manager, you do have a responsibility to be diplomatic. You can't go around being incredibly xenophobic. And he was very xenophobic. You know, there's countless examples of him making incredibly crude, ill-advised jokes about Hitler when he was in Germany, or being in Austria and saying, you know, you lot just lay down for Hitler, what were you doing? Or going to Japan for the Intercontinental Cup final against Nacional and saying, you know, the pitch was awful. He said, I don't understand how you can make a computer the size of a watch face, but you can't grow grass. Now, all these things are good knockabout comedy stuff if you're a club manager and you leave that country straight away and everybody forgets about it. But if you're doing that as the representative of England,
think of the headlines,
then it's much more serious, yeah.